From KALW San Francisco, I'm Ashley Ann Krigbaum, here with Ben Trefney, KALW News Director. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ashley Ann. So big news in San Francisco today. We have 8 candidates for mayor so far who have been qualified by the city's election office, and the ballot could become even more crowded. There are 18 other potential candidates who have until the end of the day to submit filing papers. The race had been scheduled for November 2019, but it was moved up to this June after Mayor Ed Lee died of a heart attack almost 1 month ago after he collapsed while grocery shopping. The city's next mayor will have to deal with deep divisions over the effect of economic growth on housing, traffic, and basic livability. And you know what I'm talking about here, Ashley Ann. The median home value in San Francisco right now is nearly $1.3 million, and the median rent is about $4,400 a month.
Please don't remind me.
I'm sorry. You might ask, though, who wants to lead this city and maybe take it in a different direction? Let's go. There's Board of Supervisors President London Breed. She ascended to the role of acting mayor and seeking the job full time. Affordable housing is her thing, and if elected, she would be San Francisco's first permanent female African-American mayor. There's also Mark Leno. He's a longtime Democratic activist and openly gay politician. He wrote legislation to expand gay rights and higher minimum wages, and if elected, he would be San Francisco's first openly gay mayor. Supervisor Jane Kim also threw her hat in the ring. She was endorsed by Senator Bernie Sanders when she unsuccessfully ran for state senate last year. And there's former Supervisor Angela Alioto. She's an anti-discrimination lawyer and daughter of former mayor Joseph Alioto. They're coming in fast and furious, Ashley Ann. There's also someone named Michelle Bravo, a business consultant named Richie Greenberg, a housing community organizer Amy Farrah Weiss, and social worker Ellen Lee Zoe. And as I said, there could be as many as 18 other candidates. Whoever wins the mayoral election in June will fill out the remainder of Ed Lee's term through 2019 and can then run for another 2 4-year terms if they choose. And if you remember, Lee himself was first appointed to office when then-Mayor Gavin Newsom became lieutenant governor of the state of California. At the time, Lee said he wasn't interested in hanging on to the job, but of course, he ran and was elected twice more. So it's going to be interesting, Ashley Ann, to hear how this abundance of candidates talks about the future of San Francisco with its booming development, its big wealth gap, and nearly $10 billion annual budget.
Thank you for that local update, Ben.
Thank you.